Plate with St. Michael decoration. Earthenware from Brussels. Mombas Workshop, 1705. The back of the plate shows the date 1705, preceded by the words Brussel gebakt, meaning fired in Brussels, while everything is framed by two pairs of letters, referring to Corne Mombas, M.B., who, in partnership with the Dutchman, Dirk Wittenberg, W.B., opened an earthenware workshop in Brussels. In the wake of one or two unsuccessful ventures in the 17th century, earthenware production became a standard bearer for the applied arts in Brussels during the 18th century. The bright blue and white colours deployed are obviously meant to imitate the Delftware made in Holland, whose economic success was the envy of all. The Dutch crockery itself drew its inspiration from specimens of Chinese porcelain, which were much sought after at the time. The Chinese influence is also visible on the edge of the plate, where the ornamental patterns create a mixture of birds and flowers. In the middle, the archangel, dressed like a Roman soldier, appears in a misty circle of light. He is using lightning to strike down a demon who is half man, half beast. This struggle between good and evil is indicative of the religious tradition referred to here by the initials IHS, meaning Jesus Christ our Saviour. The choice of St. Michael is presumably also a tribute to the Brussels city authorities, whose official symbol has been the archangel since the Middle Ages. With the aim of revitalizing the local economy, the authorities provided a great deal of support in helping to facilitate Corne Mombas's earthenware manufacturing activities. Continue your visit by going along the long corridor that leads you to the porcelain room. These works differ from pottery in terms of their translucency and level of finesse, but they are also more robust than pottery. The commented work is a plate displayed in the last display case on the right at the back of the room.